This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Thousands of mourners joined a funeral procession on Sunday for 12 children who were killed in a rocket attack on the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
It marks the single deadliest attack in Israel or Israeli-annexed territory since Hamas's assault sparked the Gaza War on October 7th. And it is fueling fears of significant escalation between Israel and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said he visited the town of Majd al-Shams early on Sunday, describing the site of the attack as, quote, a place where innocent girls and boys were murdered during a soccer game. He vowed to retaliate against Hezbollah for the strike. Hezbollah initially announced it fired rockets at Israeli military sites in the Golan Heights, but denied involvement in the attack on Majd al-Shams.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman, attacks along the Israel-Lebanon border have simmered below the threshold of an all-out war since the start of the conflict in Gaza, but the toll on young victims in Saturday's attack could push Israel to respond more severely. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hurried home from the U.S. after the strike and warned Hezbollah will, quote, pay a heavy price for this attack, one that it has not paid so far. Venezuelans waited in line in polling stations across Caracas on Sunday in the most consequential election in a quarter century of Socialist Party rule, with President Nicolas Maduro confident of victory, even as the opposition has attracted impassioned support and warned of possible abnormalities. Long queues were seen for blocks in Caracas.